Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, yesterday I had highlighted this, and again we're just going to shoot from the hip really quick concerning the propagandists, namely through the conservatives, yesterday's liberals, Matthew 5:13, put it up to scripture. One of the topics that I brought up yesterday was Hope Hicks, former Trump aide on January 6th, we all look like domestic terrorists now. No, we don't. We're paying attention. Our eyes are wide open, just like the Gadsden flag. Don't tread on me. And I mean just that, just like our forefathers did. We're not that stupid. Remember, James Madison said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Folks, the coup that they're talking about, they're creating the coup, okay? They're the ones that are destabilizing not just Eastern, Middle Eastern countries, but America as well. They're the ones creating the domestic insurrection. And then they're accusing domestic individuals as being the problem, as the terrorists themselves. It's the same thing King George did with our forefathers. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. But you just heard during the break now, friends, the coup. They're talking about over in third world countries and different countries now. They're trying to equate it to January 6th. And again, I want you to remember, friends, that this coup and the leader of the coup, Donald Trump, he's out there running for the presidency of the United States of America, while everybody else that was enticed by him is now sitting in jail or they were charged. Okay? For exercising their First Amendment. And folks, if you're not going to exercise the Bill of Rights, namely the First Amendment, you're going to lose them. Because they're already suppressing free speech. Yesterday we took the time to highlight much of this. We've been warning you about how they are zeroing in on free speech. Because if they can censor you, folks, that is the bulwark of our liberties. If they can censor you, they can lead you as sheep led to the slaughter. And it's exactly what's happening. So when they're talking about all of this, they're just trying to desensitize you. They're trying to indoctrinate you in believing that the terrorists are whoever they point their finger at. And say that they're the terrorists. When in fact, if you pay attention to what's going on, folks, the apple's not falling too far from the corrupt tree when it comes to this current administration and past administrations. And what am I talking about? Well, just this morning, friends, line upon line, precept upon precept, it's interesting. The well-respected outlet, Judicial Watch, reported that the Department of Homeland Security, now, Department of Homeland Security, just for the record, was created right after September 11th, as were many other unconstitutional agencies. Okay, Department of Homeland Security, like Adolf Hitler had after he attacked his own Reichstag and then accused his political opposition. Remember that? That's exactly what's happening here, too. Because after September 11th, what happened? The DHS comes in like Father Land Security in Adolf Hitler's Germany, right, the Third Reich, and in America we have the DHS. Don't forget about the Bush link all the way going back to the illegal funding through Prescott Bush to the Third Reich. And I want you to contemplate something here. 405,399 men fought, bled, and died fighting against the likes of an Adolf Hitler, right? And George Bush's dad, and young George Bush's grandpa, was illegally funding Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. So treason is deep in this country. And when you look to the Bushes and other politicians, folks, oh my goodness. Again, we're doing this to ourselves. But I want you to understand that history is being repeated here because the American people haven't learned from history. So here we go again. You know, when you go to the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., the first thing that you'll see, at least one of the first things that you'll see, is a statue, and it's inscribed right under the statue where it says, study the past. Study the past. Study the past. Study the past. What happens if we don't study the past? Well, it's going to repeat itself. So let me go back to this again. So when you look at the Department of Homeland Security, do you know that after September 11th, did you know that they created 72 definitions of what a terrorist is? The Department of Homeland Security, and it had nothing to do with subversives. No, it had everything to do with Americans. They were labeling Americans as the domestic terrorists, as the threat to American, the American way and the American liberties. And the opposite is true. If we're paying attention, folks, they want you to believe that the lie is the truth and the truth is the lie now. Isaiah 5:20. This is why we got to keep our eyes open. But now we found out, friends, oh, let me make one more point about September 11th as well. Remember for 18 years the mainstream media kept pointing their finger at the Muslims as being responsible for the two towers? Yet after September 11th, what's interesting to note, folks, is our military didn't know who to attack. We played the video several times by General Wesley Clark. They didn't know who to attack. And the only reason they attacked Iraq, and then they named six other countries, is because of natural resources. Dick Cheney, the vice president under George Bush, made $34.5 billion off of stealing oil from the Iraqis. Okay? And all of the mainstream media outlets were pushing for a war, only to find out three times by George Bush with a smirk on his face when he said, oh, there was no weapons of mass destruction. Of course not. But who profited from the war? Folks, from now on, if you want to put a stop to war, send the politicians. That'll put a stop to the war. Unlike our forefathers, when there was a righteous war, they were the first ones to lead it up. Now they send your sons. No, if you want to stop the wars that they create, because they are creating them with the military-industrial complex, what you do is you send them. You'll know if it's righteous or unrighteous right then and there, because they won't go, and you know they won't go. And if they won't go, neither should you, nor should your sons. That's how we stand here in this household. We will serve the Lord at all costs. We will hold to the Word of God, and we will hold to the law in remaining a free people. But we've got to do it when we're on the right side of the fence, folks, literally. We got to be on God's side to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. Isaiah 51 verse 4, Amos 5:15, read them. Now let me go back to this. For 18 years after September 11th, we were told that the Muslims were the problem. For 18 years. Listen to me. 18 years the mainstream media kept telling us over and over and over again. The Muslims were responsible for September 11th. But again, keep in mind, Wesley Clark, General Wesley Clark, said they didn't know who to attack. And keep in mind, Rumsfeld, who was a CIA operative, was the one that put up Saddam Hussein until they didn't need him anymore. See, that's what they do. That's what the enemy does when you do business with him. When you do his biddings, when he doesn't need you anymore, then he just gets rid of you. That's what they do. They kill their own. I mean, after all, what would you think of their father, the devil, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10? But now, after 18 years, it was the Muslims, and now the mainstream media is putting you, white, right-wing supremacists, they are defining you right before your own eyes as the domestic terrorists and Americans. You need to put a stop to what's going on. I want to show you what the DHS is doing as well, folks, is dispersing funds to your sworn enemies within. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Hervonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Hervonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Hervonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Hervonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Social media platform, Sons of Liberty Media.com, top left side of the page, and or before it's news.com, top left side of the page as well. One more time, 1-866-582-9933. I want you to see this. This is brand new. Judicial Watch just put it out. And this is the article that I did, piggybacking on the information that they shared with us. This is how we do this, friends. Everybody does their part, and then we come together, and then we share information across the boards. And this is why the mainstream media, along with big tech companies, are trying to censor our free speech. Okay, but what did I write? It has never been about securing the American people. September 11th has never been about securing the American people. It's about tightening the noose on the American people. Because now what we're finding on top of them, the Department of Homeland Security, which, by the way, has been found over and over again importing illegals, busing them in on air-conditioned buses into America. Yeah, you heard me right. The whole purpose is to protect the people, right? No. Don't you do that to those illegals coming in. Give them a free way, okay? Matter of fact, if they can't walk, then we'll give them a ride. And then we'll bring them to a Salvation Army, or we'll bring them to Catholic Charities, or some Lutheran social services now. And then we'll bring them to the state government so they can get welfare. That's why they're coming in the first place, right? But keep in mind, the DHS is responsible for bringing the illegals in. Just so you know. And also keep in mind, every time you go to the airport, the bus depot, the train depot, you're frisked up and down as a violation of your Fourth Amendment. But don't you dare ask the illegals a thing. Who's doing that? Okay? This is perfect judgment. Let me get to my point. The Department of Homeland Security has just been found, reported, Tom Fitton's Judicial Watch, dispersing funds to the Islamists, the LGBTQ, and La Raza groups. All this money that's being signed over to the government without your approval. I mean, they want you to believe that everybody's okay with these bills that are unconstitutional, and through the redistribution of American wealth to give it to other countries, they're trying to put a smile on their faces like everybody's approved, like they got the approbation of the American people when no one's happy about it. At least anybody with a little common sense in paying attention to the devil in the details, they wouldn't be happy with it neither. But they do it anyways. So the DHS is now dispersing funds to the Islamists in America, okay, along with the LGBTQ. For those that don't know history, let me give you a little. Do remember Adolf Hitler used the Muslims as mercenaries to kill off his political opposition. You have 35 jihadi camps in America today. And let me say that again. Adolf Hitler used, we do a whole show on this, Adolf Hitler used the Muslims as mercenaries. They were bought and paid for to kill off political opposition in Germany. There was 80 million people, okay? And yet this guy that had less than 3% approval rating amongst 80 million people gets his way in. By the way, he killed himself, he killed his way all the way to the top in government, where he began to kill off all of his political opposition. That's how Adolf Hitler got there, friends. But it's also a perfect example of what 80 million people will allow. Just think about that. A handful of men taking control over 80 million people. How ridiculous does that look? But that's exactly what happened. And there lies the blessings and the cursings. Deuteronomy 28, verse 15 and 55, all the way through, folks. 15 blessings, 55 curses. Okay? You also know, for those that don't know history, you also know that Adolf Hitler did, his SS was stacked with masculine sodomites, homosexuals, right? So we already got through the Department of Homeland Security dispersing funds to the Islamics within the United States. Now to the LGBTQ. See, these are the ones that play the victim. Well, in fact, they're the ones with the spear perpetrating their crimes against anybody and everybody, literally. The American people gave these people a green light when our laws condemn it, and that law came from our father, Leviticus 18:22. And La Raza groups are those people from the southern border that believe that there's certain portions of the United States of America that belong to them, so they want to take it back. So one question for all of you smart people that are so on top of your game out there, caught up into what Fox News and MSNBC is inundating you with, which is nothing but distraction and propaganda, I'm just kind of curious to know what you think about that. Is this the purpose of the Department of Homeland Security? Is this how they sold themselves to you at the beginning? Absolutely not. Absolutely not, but it's what they're doing. Why? Because it's what it's always been about. Folks, the whole Patriot Act, 3:30 in the morning it was packed, or it was signed, I'm sorry. The whole bill was as tall as I am. I'm 6'5". They pushed it on the representatives at 3:30 in the morning. Not one person, incumbent in our government, read the Patriot Act before it was signed. Not one. And it was thrown on them at 3:30 in the morning. Anybody catching on to what's going on here yet? Because I seen this right off the bat. Because nobody expected those two towers to fall in the first place. Hey, folks, heat goes up, not down. And if they were hit at the top, anybody want to tell me how that worked at the bottom? Yeah, doesn't fly. There's also new video coming out now, if you're paying attention. And again, people had to be sued so you could get this information, but it was surveillance around Pentagon where there was no airplane. It was said to be a Tomahawk missile. There's video on this now. You can find it. And, of course, they're just all the people that were responsible for that. Many of them are dead now. I mean, Rumsfeld's dead. You have others that were a part of all that are dead now. So that's what they wait. It's like the whole thing with John F. Kennedy and his assassination. See, they want to wait until 2025 before they release that information. Why? Because all of those that are guilty of the crimes of assassinating Kennedy, they'll be dead. And guess what? You have 325.9 million people in this country that let them do it. I thought they worked for you, Americans. I didn't know it was their job to cover up their conspiracies, Jeremiah 11:9. I didn't know that we were supposed to have a media in this country that covered for conspirators, and that's the history of the mainstream media in the United States of America. And I know that there's just some people that just don't want to come to that light. But it doesn't matter. Let me ask you something, friends. Are things getting better or are they getting worse? Yep, that's what I thought. And it's not going to get any better until we do that which is right before the Lord. Period. Period. I don't care if you say you don't believe. You don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? That's what's coming your way. 2 Corinthians 5:10, Hebrews 9:27, Revelation 21, starting in verse 8, judgment cometh, friends, and time is pushing you to the judgment seat on a daily basis, regardless if you like it or not. So, what needs to be begged here concerning the question is what happens to a people that are overtaken by their enemy? What does it look like? Well, take a look around. Incrementally, that's what's happening in the United States of America. They begin to poison themselves against their constituents. They begin to attack those that they're supposed to serve. And it's interesting, again, Harry Truman comes to my aid when he said, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the opposition, that's what's happening, friends. It has only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Is that what everybody's starting to feel like in America? Yep, that's the sentiment. That's the sentiment. Hey, folks, Oxford's English Dictionary, the word terror, the original definition, cross-check everything I'm telling you, folks, can prove everything we're talking about here. Just open your eyes and open your ears. Oxford's English Dictionary, terrorism, you know what the definition is? Anybody know what the definition is? 1-866-582-9933. Terrorism. Oxford's English Dictionary. What does it mean? What is it defined out as? Government by intimidation. A totalitarian system of government that rules arbitrarily where they now think that they have become the law. And you better obey or else. This is what I want to do on the other side of this break. I want to come back and I want to show you what happens to a country when they're totally overrun. And I want to show you how the people respond. Okay? I want to show you how the people respond to it. After the fact, after they didn't listen to all of those warnings that all of those lunatic conspiracy theorists were trying to warn the American people, and then when the hammer comes, it's too late. They realize that everything that they've been told has been the truth, just like what's happening in America today, even as we speak. Hey, folks, I've run out of theories. Give me some new ones. And why do I say that? Well, because they've all come true. Jeremiah 11:9. I want to come back and I want to show you what it looks like when a people have been overtaken and how they respond to it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. All week, as many as 20 Republicans have not voted for Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House. On the 12th ballot, 14 of those opponents flipped and backed McCarthy. One who did not, Florida's Matt Gaetz.
We do not trust Mr. McCarthy with power. because we know who he will use it for, and we are concerned it will not be for the American people.
At the White House, President Biden's honoring a dozen law enforcement and election officials for protecting the Capitol 2 years ago today, and for refusing to bow to pressure to overturn their state's election results. They're receiving the Presidential Citizens Award. Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin's awake, breathing on his own. Doctors removed his breathing tube overnight. It was 4 days ago. Hamlin nearly died on the field during the Bills-Bengals game. New report says tech firms have cut about 100,000 jobs last year. Rich Johnson, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. May have a special guest up in just a couple minutes here for you. We'll see what happens here during the next segment. With that said, I'm online right now. And during the break, I just started going through survivors of the Holocaust. And I noticed remembers. I noticed the word warning to the world. I notice survivor sounds alarm over the echoes of the Holocaust. The next one, Holocaust survivor, has a warning to the next generation. Warning after warning after warning. Don't be indifferent. Do not need to be indifferent. Warning after warning after warning after warning. Warnings, contents, graphic images, right? Hey, folks, isn't there a book of Lamentations? Yeah, isn't that book in there because people refuse to listen to Jeremiah? Yep, that lone prophet who was called to go to the gate of government and the gate of the church and to rebuke them both. Yep, Mark 8:15, isn't that what Jesus did? Yeah, as a matter of fact, his apostles, when asked by Jesus, "Who do men say that I am?" You know what they said? They said that some people think that you're Jeremiah. Why is that? Because he continuously warned. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Folks, do you guys realize that these warnings are there for our good? And if we take heed to them, that's a sign of God's mercy. And with that said, friends, prevention is better than cure. I think of Psalm 19:11 as well. That's what that's all for. That's what guys are like. That's what guys like me are for. Just to keep blowing the trumpet, because the Lord's not going to leave himself without witness. And it tells us in the book of Micah, the Holy Spirit will not be straightened. That means he's going to have his way one way or another. No matter how much censorship is going on, he's going to have his way. Period. He's going to have his way. You know what, folks? I think my friend is, forgive me, I think I have to come back to that in just a moment here, because I have Eric Lucero with me, Representative Eric Lucero. And Eric, you know what? I thought you were coming up next segment. I don't know why I have that in my head, but I have you now. And I just want to welcome you to the Sons of Liberty. And again, thanks for jumping on with such a short amount of time. Are we connecting right now, Eric?
I'm hearing
yes,
you.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Eric Lucero is a representative from the state of Minnesota. And Eric is going to talk about, and we're going to ask Eric a couple questions about what's going on with these forced vaccinations and how they're trying to basically eradicate the exemptions in the state of Minnesota. This isn't happening just in Minnesota, Eric, is it? This is happening all across the country. And before you answer this, please let me throw this in there, because, I thought you were on the segment after that. Forgive me.
I am. I called in for the next segment.
Oh, you did. But, we'll do it now then, Eric. What's interesting is all these warning shots going across the bow from those that were in the Holocaust, that were a part of the Holocaust. And we played a video not too long ago of a woman who had said what they did. Adolf Hitler convinced those that were behind the barbed wire fences. He convinced those people, those 80 million people in Germany, that they were diseased people. And we're seeing a lot of this repetition. We're seeing a lot of history repeating itself today. And this is one of those areas that we see that history being repeated in. And so I wanted to pull you up. I know recently we just got a ad from a homeschooling group that warned us about what was going on in the state of Minnesota, namely with Tim Walz. Can you go ahead and share with the people across the country as to what Tim Walz is trying to advocate for right now concerning the exemptions?
Well, Bradley, thank you again for inviting me. It's always an honor to join you and your audience and have the conversations that are very important, not only for Minnesota, not only for our nation, but for the entire world, because truth is under attack, and it's under a spiritual attack, and it's impacting every one of us across the entire world. So one minor correction, for the last 8 years, I was a state representative, but in this most recent election, I've had the privilege of now being elected as state senator for our area.
You go with yourself. Congratulations, man. And I got to tell you, Eric, and I know people that have listened to me for the last 20 years, you're not going to hear this very often, but I got to tell you, big high five, congratulations. I am glad that you were there, my friend. I truly am.
Well, thank you so much. And I am not here by any of my own doing. I clearly am here as a result of the Lord's opening doors and making this possible. And I have to keep that in mind each and every day, because the Lord installs people that are going to stand for him. And that's what I'm going to continue to do.
Amen.
And if at some point in the future that causes me to lose office, so be it.
Amen.
I'd rather lose office and still have my integrity in that regard. So,
amen.
But to your question, truth is under attack, the individual liberty is under attack, and the authority that people have to make decisions for themselves and their children is under attack. And so with that regard, in the state of Minnesota, we have a conscientious objection that is currently state law. So if a person wants to object to giving the requirement for the children to have vaccinations, they can take that avenue to conscientiously object. Now, in some other states, there are religious exemptions. Mm-hmm. The difference between a religious exemption and a conscientious objection is that a religious exemption is a little bit more narrow. A conscientious objection is a little bit more broad, meaning that it can be for any reason, not necessarily just religious. That having been in place for many, many years in Minnesota, there are attempts right now, even before COVID, to repeal that. But as we know, never let a crisis go to waste is a mantra of the radical progressive hardcore left. They're trying to harness then momentum, perceived momentum from COVID-19 to further their efforts to repeal that. So that's what that's about. It's to repeal that. Now, what is the consequence of that? Then there would be no avenue for people to object to mandated vaccinations And that doesn't just impact public schools. It impacts private schools. It impacts homeschools.
That's right. So I guess the question that needs to be begged here is, and everybody's asking the question, where does the governor derive that authority from his constituents to force into their bodies some sort of medicine, as we're told? Where is he deriving that authority to go ahead and advocate for striking down that exemption? I'm just curious because I can't find that in the Constitution.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right, because it is not there. And as in your opening comments, you had mentioned that history is repeating itself. That is a biblical truth. There is no new effort under the sun. These things have all been tried before. There's no new thing under the sun. And we see history repeating itself, and you make comparisons to history in the past, that's spot on. We're seeing the exact same things play out again. And where does the authority derive from? There is no authority. It can only come to pass when people are not willing to stand up for their rights and the rights of their neighbors. Because while it may not be happening to them, to us today, it will be tomorrow. And that's why we need to stand hard, we need to stand fast, we need to stand together and loud.
Has there ever been a time that you've been on the floor where you were taken back? The word "august" comes to me right now. Have you ever been taken back by some of the things that some of these people are proposing on the floor? Can you share
Absolutely.
Some of that with us, please?
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of examples I can share with you. But here's one that I have shared repeatedly that comes to mind. And there was a resolution, I think it was last year or maybe possibly 2 years ago, on the House floor to recognize our democracy. Mm. And there was the word democracy was all throughout this resolution. We offered an amendment because, as we know, we are not a democracy. Mm-hmm. Democracies are dangerous because truth, right and wrong, is not established by 50% plus one. That is why our founding fathers expressly architected our system to not be a democracy, but to be a republic. And so we offered an amendment, every appearance of the word democracy, to correctly and accurately use the word republic when referring to our government and system of government. And that amendment was argued against by the Democrats, and it was voted down. Shockingly, I mean, what is the reason that you would not want to use the word republic as it should be, and instead use the word democracy?
Yeah, well, that is the Constitution, but I think it shows you their constitutional illiteracy on so many different fronts, and the people that allow this two-party system to go on. Eric, I've said this to you before.
So it could be ignorance, but others, and I'm actually in the camp of that it's not ignorance, but instead their purpose to actually move us away from a republic to a democracy, so then their definition of truth, their definition of right and wrong, then is simply 50% plus one.
Okay, so then let me go back to this, and this isn't a wordplay. We're not playing semantics. We're having a conversation, folks. So then it goes back to the fact that they swear with their hand on the Bible to uphold the enumerated laws found in the Constitution before they serve the people. They swear an oath, Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23. So I think the responsibility falls back to the people that should know what they're doing when they're swearing to God, man, that they're going to uphold those laws, that we are a constitutional republic. What say you?
That's right. Well, what did Benjamin Franklin say to the woman who asked him, what form of government did you give us?
Yeah.
And his answer was, a republic, if you can keep it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also interesting to note, I'm looking at it right now, and I knew there was more to just Article 4, Section 4, stating that we were a constitutional republic. It also talks about, it shall protect each of us against invasion. And it's interesting that they're using something called as the left wing to be that invasion domestically within. And Jesus warned in Mark 3:25, you know, a house divided against itself will be divided, and they'll be easily conquered. And Americans need to wake up and understand that what's going on is a language that's been created to make lies sound truthful, and that's what the mainstream media pushes 24/7. Eric, is there anything of importance that you want to kick off to all of our listeners? I got about 10 seconds left on this segment.
We are in a spiritual war. We, as believers, need to pray for the present and for the future, for ourselves and our children.
Amen. Are we good then? I totally appreciate you, man, on so many different levels. Thank you for joining us. Yeah, thank you. Folks, we'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I'm going to hit off on the next segment exactly what we missed this time around. Again, forgive
our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I got Tim checking for me right now if I can pull that video up. We've played it in the past. I'm going to see if I can get it for you again, where a Holocaust survivor said that Adolf Hitler convinced 80 million people in his country that they were diseased. That's why they were thrown into concentration camps. And it's pretty crazy. I did an event with Kitty Werthmann, I believe her name was. Yep, that's it. Thank you, Tim. Totally appreciate it.
I was only three and a half.
Here, I want you to listen to this. This is a Holocaust survivor, and this is all, folks, history repeating itself concerning what is happening today. We just had Senator Lucero on the phone with us telling us that the governors are trying to remove and eradicate all exemptions. I want you to listen carefully as to what this woman has to say here, because she is the woman that I was talking about.
When my family and I were evicted from our home and deported to a concentration camp, fear of infectious epidemics.
Listen carefully.
Was exactly what the Nazis used to demonize Jews as as spreaders of disease.
Spreaders of
today,
disease.
Today, the unvaccinated are being accused of being spreaders of disease.
Now, folks, do you all remember Bill Gates saying this? Do you all remember Anthony Fauci saying this? Do you remember when all the actors were saying this and all the said celebrities were saying all this? All those that have sold their souls to the devil? You remember when they started accusing everybody that's not vaccinated? The same thing that this woman is warning us of now today. They were the ones that were thrown into the camps, friends. Nothing new. Remember the signs in German? It's for your health. It's for your good. Like the government wants to come into America now and tell you, listen, this is for your good. And they want to overlook the obvious concerning the fruit of these said experimental jabs. Oh my goodness, folks, it's all over the place. We'll spend more time on that tomorrow because there's a whole lot of people, again, today, dying from these experimental shots. I wanted to show that to you. Okay, so let's go fast forward. You guys ever heard of Operation Valkyrie? Colonel Stauffenberg. This is what happened when Adolf Hitler came in. By the way, if you don't know the history of it, Hindenburg didn't trust Adolf Hitler. And remember, Hitler was a murderer, friends. Okay? And so people had a little background as to who he was. Adolf Hitler comes in to a Christian country out of nowhere. And by the way, it was the church in Germany that promoted Adolf Hitler to the position that he was in. Yes, that's true. Ask Martin Niemöller. Ask Martin Niemöller. He wrote a book apologizing to those that died in the Holocaust for the evangelicals during that particular time. Just like what we're seeing today. We have no God but Adolf. Sound familiar, friends? We have no God. In Trump we trust, I've heard. One nation under Trump. Oh yeah, this is coming from the conservatives of the day. And now people are beginning to understand that he is in fact a turncoat. I'm not saying it. That's what people are saying right now. Read Acts 12:21 when you get a moment. But folks, I want you to go back to Germany during that particular time when Adolf Hitler rose to power. He killed off his political opposition. Less than 3% of the population approved of Adolf Hitler in the Third Reich. Boy, who put him in a seat of power? Well, the Lord will raise those up and he'll bring him down, won't he? And when the Lord wants to judge a nation, he'll appoint wicked rulers. It's scriptural, friends, every step of the way. So once the people seen that they were overridden and overtaken by an Adolf Hitler in the Third Reich, who were ruthless, who were operating through a totalitarian system of government, and by the way, it was a republic. Do you think Adolf Hitler was obeying the laws? Absolutely not, he was not. So let me get to this. So what happened, friends, is Stauffenberg, he was a colonel. There was 42 attempts on Adolf Hitler's life, by the way, from within. People that seen him for who he was once he got into power and what he meant to do, they tried to remove him from within the military 42 times. Operation Valkyrie was just this, or Stauffenberg, Colonel Stauffenberg, who had enough courage. He said, I served my country. He goes, but now I'm ashamed of what I'm supporting. He realized that Adolf Hitler was not what he sold himself to be. And keep in mind, during that time as well, friends, they had God with us on their belt, and they also swore an oath, not to the Lord God in Jesus' name, but to Adolf Hitler. Okay. The plot to assassinate Hitler was July 20th. And during this particular time, friends, Stauffenberg, along with others in the system of government that were the good guys that were realizing as to what Adolf Hitler was, 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15, they said that they had to take him down. And so what they did is they tried to plant a bomb. This is what happens when people don't pay attention and then they're in the middle of something. They're hoping for someone to come in and commit sort of some kamikaze, per se. A suicide run. Well, that's what Stauffenberg did. He brought a bomb to the meeting where all of the heads of the SS were along with Adolf Hitler. And he left the meeting and the bomb exploded. And when it exploded, he had believed that within himself that he had killed Adolf Hitler. They already had a system of government in play to arrest all the SS and those that were a part of Adolf Hitler's regime. Now, this is what's terrible about a lot of this, friends. Do you know that the majority of the people, once they seen Adolf Hitler for who he was, a majority of the people in Germany didn't want him there anymore. Isn't that interesting? Most people in the government wanted to see someone take the lead to overthrow an Adolf Hitler. Well, guess what? They had all the warnings that they needed, but they ignored all of those warnings. Now they were going to have to deal with it. The boot fell and there was nothing they can do. Stauffenberg wanted to change all of that. And what happened, friends, is one that was a part of Colonel Stauffenberg, he was supposed to, after the bomb went off, he was supposed to set that new government in motion. He failed to do so through Operation Valkyrie. And because of that three-hour delay, it gave them enough time to get Adolf Hitler back on the phone, talking to all of his subordinates, telling them, I am okay, Stauffenberg is the perpetrator. So guess what happened? It completely backfired. Completely backfired. They wanted to take action after the fact. See, this is what happens when people are overtaken. They want to respond then. No. No, respond before. That's why we talk about prevention is better than cure. What about the assassination of Reinhard Heydrich? Oh my goodness. I got to make this one quick. Heydrich was appointed as a protector of the Czechoslovakian people. The president of that particular company or country was sent into exile. He was the protector of Bohemia and Moravia. Okay? And what people realized is, well, he was a mass murderer. As a matter of fact, Eichmann and Heydrich were responsible. They were the architects of the Final Solution. And so the people in Czechoslovakia didn't want to listen to it until it was too late. And then what happened is six brave men, Joseph Gabsik and Jan Kubis, along with four others, had set to assassinate Heydrich. Adolf Hitler called Heydrich the man with an iron heart. He was a killer. He was a privileged killer. And so what happened? These men knew all the well that it was a suicide mission. They paratrooped in. They landed into Czechoslovakia. There's a movie called Anthropoid, by the way, if you've not seen it. It is fantastic. But again, it shows you what happens when a people are overtaken. They want to respond after the fact. Well, these six Czechoslovakians, what did they do? They courageously confronted Reinhard Heydrich, going from point A to point B. They ended up throwing a bomb at him, and it blew a hole through his spleen, through his back while he was in the car. The driver got out, started to chase the assassins, and I believe they went for 3 to 6 weeks afterwards, where they hid in a church, where the Gestapo found out where they were, and they ended up going inside and drowning them out. What happened is they ended up committing suicide because they didn't want to endure the torture of the SS. Now, what's interesting about that, Adolf Hitler's retaliation against these six assassins to take out Heydrich was to kill 5,000 men, women, and children in Czechoslovakia. Some people will say, well, was that worth it? Keep in mind, Heydrich was the architect of the Final Solution. How many people died in the Holocaust? The numbers we have been told, 11 million. Now, just imagine if Reinhard Heydrich would have lived. So at the end of the day, was it worth it? He would have killed millions and millions more. But there was a sacrifice of 5,000 people, 5,000 of his own people, namely those six men that courageously took on Reinhard Heydrich for the terror that he created in assassinating his people from men, women, and children. Folks, this is what happens. And again, read the Book of Lamentations when you get a moment. And again, I don't mean to rush this. I had Senator Lucero jump on. I thought he was going to be on during the last segment. But I do want you guys to do your homework to understand this is, in fact, what will come to America if the American people do not respond. That means to get involved. That means to resist tyrannical powers at every given step before it happens, because they would have you believe they've already won the day. But I'm telling you, the message from heaven is repent before him and get right with him so he might empower you to deal with the evils in this world, Isaiah 26, verse 9. And I'm saying lawfully. I'm saying lawfully. We'll probably talk about this again tomorrow. Gotcha. For 2 hours then. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.